Connie fighting.
I remember driving across Africa with Dobbs in 59.
Yeah.
Connie arguing in the backseat with herself in the Rover.
Hi, Mystery Recaps here. Today, I'm going to explain a comic science fiction action film called Iron Sky. Spoilers ahead. Watch out and take care. In 2018, an American spacecraft named Liberty lands on the moon's surface. After landing, the ship unveils the election campaign poster of the current U.S. president. It has been sponsored by the president to promote her re-election campaign. The spacecraft carries two astronauts named Sanders and James Washington. Sanders' mission is to inspect the surface of the moon for chemicals. As he does, he reports back the presence of helium-3 on the surface. He then wanders off a bit further from their ship and loses connection with the mission control. Sanders is surprised when he comes across a gigantic helium-3 mine with several people working on it. Astronaut James is near their spaceship waiting for Sanders. Sanders turns around.
Why we
will answer any questions.
And there is one more person.
I'm sure there's
we know you're one asked.
The question out there. And it's you.
Sitting there with nothing else to do, with an unanswered question in their mind.
It's little kitty. Well, when you get back to Dallas, what will be the what kind of festivities await you there?
In Dallas?
Yes.
Well, after our stop in D.C., we're going to Dallas, where we will be greeted by a parade.
We're all at the airport in Hilton's. That's what we did the first time here.
I think that one,
the opening Dobbs Lee restaurants.
Oh,
and,
yes.
We've been dedicating the opening of the Dobbs Lee restaurants. The airport Hilton's have decided
that's
to
right.
turn
the
over
grand
the proceeds to the
no,
church.
It is the bad
of
kind
each
of
restaurant
puppy.
They open up
then
we'll go with that new airports. Five. And that way Dobbs can right.
Well, we well, understand what the
travelers have.
The church is offering a full 10% of its revenue for the hospital programs it runs for the little tiny whatever they are in many of the states in this country.
Do you call them children? I thought they were mute.
I didn't say children.
They are
children.
Yes, we are donating 10% of the money to
the New Mutants Hospital.
The mutants, yes, because so often,
the doctors here
so often they're
are
destroyed.
Neglected.
I mean, at birth
the
they get destroyed, and these are the people of the future.
Well, if you could help KPFA out, which was really kind of.
With spooky mutant music.
We're going to also open up an
we're
exercise
computer
studio.
Games for them all so that they can all be like computer whizzes and all the
right.
music.
We're going to start bobber size classes.
Bobber size,
yeah.
What was that?
That was another assassination attempt on Bob. It happens all the time whenever he lands at the airport. People take pot shots as he climbs down the airport. Yeah, oh, thank you, thank you. It's the only place they can actually see
just
him.
Go on
have you ever talked
man
to
meet?
No. Well, I have. I've been on the air before with you, Connie.
All this.
The last time you were in the
that a man.
Well, listen, what happened?
You called
she
this
was,
a show?
Now, wait a minute. I thought last time that she was very good. Yes. Excuse me. Give me some help.
I'm talking to your boyfriend.
Yes,
your boyfriend. What new advances has the hospital made while Connie's been in the West Coast? Perhaps you can answer that question. Here, look out, here comes a tractor. Oh.
Here's Dr. Kabofin in charge
we'll
of the San Francisco. That's the research tractor taking the equipment to the other side.
Hey, Murdoch, it's Sendak.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, here, there's the nettle rotarianism operations. One operation is as good as another, and it doesn't matter what you cut out, just as long as it doesn't grow back.
Quite large, it's about 4 inches long.
She wants to
well, that's actually a problem with your liver. If we reach
pipe.
In and we just move your
oh,
liver,
has
your pipe surgically removed.
Now my liver is ruining, and I'm the one that's getting the 4-inch stalactites on your chin.
Well, Bob likes that sort of thing. I know that he's really attracted to. I'm sorry. Shouldn't have said that.
I know, because
Bob does
know,
like have a thing for monster women, and I know that.
I know he does, but
and what
as an emissary of the church, I feel that we've got to get all deformities off
after
because people will be frightened. And
people
so that's
don't
why
want
I
hear about your
no,
gross
no,
skin.
No.
Yeah, I know that in January you'll be visiting the Yetis in League
yes.
of the Tibetan Monks.
In January, we are supposed to go to Dobbstown.
Oh,
Connie
see.
Wants to go there, but I want to go to Ohio.
No, but
what
I
is in Ohio?
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
you've heard about our schedule.
We have to spread the word of the religion to these natives. We have to, in pygmies in Ohio.
The Ohioans, they're pretty fundamentalist. They belong to another religion, don't they? Have another religion in Ohio?
Yeah, it's called Protestant.
Religion. Oh, yeah. Well, most subgenists do have an atrophied Protestant plant. That is one of the requirements you need to the church.
We had ours removed at the same time that we had our heads put together.
We have to help these people in Ohio.
Well, you're saying that you weren't born this way, then?
We have to help.
No, we weren't born this way.
The doctors did it, didn't they?
Yes, the doctors weren't born this way.
The doctors did it, didn't they?
Yes.
It must have been expensive, but I guess Bob
Connie doesn't want to go to
anything.
Ohio. Connie,
it wasn't expensive. It was church paid for.
Well,
that's how we became the emissary of the church and famous and everything.
Well, what brought you together?
Connie, could you get the cigarette out of my purse?
I think what brought us... Will you cut it out? I think what brought us together is the stitches on...
Give me a light, will you?
Here you go, honey.
So we want to talk about...
Thank you.
Oh, it's a little tiny Dogtown parade now. Sing your babies. Lee, Connie,
I'm marching now.
Way up your
shoulders.
Hi. Here, guys. Was Pete, have you heard from the Fiasco lately?
No, he hates me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. Nothing I did.
To the sea.
Probably something I didn't do.
Radio power. Right. Zorro, shift over to Walk 1.
The only thing you believe in is me. So what are you if you don't have faith? I'm not afraid to see. I come here every night, I tear into you, I abuse you, I insult you, and you just keep coming back for more!
As usual, Spock is
And all I see is profound foundation of the future.
Someone on the chat line, just request that Dr. Hal's clothes are so
to push back
on his
so they can put their pajamas on and go to bed.
I think they're in bed already. Pajamas on.
Wow, there it is. By the way, Donald Trump's first act in office will be to replace this music with Yakin Sack.
Yellow belly, spineless, bigoted, quivering, drunken, insomniac, paranoid, disgusting, perverted
weirdo. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just checking. Look, it's in the script. I'm supposed to ask about a scene.
Just what are you getting at?
Yes, really. I mean, what do you mean? You want to turn us into a Catholic religion, you know, where snakes are evil and the women, you know, are evil? And
Well, everything about Subgenius is so good, there has to be a little bad somewhere in it.
Yakutizma and rock. Dare not speak its name shows up again.
It's a really hideous
down in the
I still say you shouldn't have bought all this tech and things from Chinatown.
But we have to have gifts for the natives to get back to Dogtown.
Do they really want back scratchers that say San Francisco?
Of course they do. They want that stuff has a heavy market on the black market, Dogtown.
Both benevolent
and evil. Who told you that?
We were there, honey. Don't act like this on the air. Come on, Connie.
Connie actually needs
I need another drink.
Spine.
Here we are. The war is going to winter. The sometimes happy and sometimes unhappy. Connie, J.R., Bob, Dobbs.
Yes.
Any children, Connie?
We have 50.
We don't talk
Connie
about
slash Connie. Or Connie 1 and 2 is their affection.
Yes.
Called or 1 and 2 by their friends.
Do the children have more than one head?
We don't talk about
and how
children.
Many other two
the head is an initiation rite that comes on later in life when the children
it's
reach
It's grafted on.
When they reach about 33, we put the extra head on, and that completes their relationship with the church. You know, it makes them a full human.
This may be out of line, but what should you do with the other body?
What other body? Well, what other body? It's so we only had one.
You only had one, yet you were drafted.
Well, it's a difficult process. Well,
there's,
but
the head was grafted. We always had the one body.
It's, there's a lot of church that is sort of like subgenine magic. It's really hard to...
We can't really explain it all like this.
A little blinking red lights.
You have to be there.
We don't have the time.
You can't
really have to
tell anyone. You have to be in the ceremony. You have to be initiated.
And if you're bored out there and listening,
why don't you give us a call
and threaten our lives or bring us breakfast.
Yes, Connie is nice.
Call us big, convert to something more palatable.
I like you though, Connie. I love you. I'm glad that you're attached to me.
Safe.
Why would you
just in the script? You know, you gotta say what's in the script. Just go ahead and put the paper.
Just stick to the back.
Keep our hands busy turning pages.
Shut up, Connie.
Oh, Jesus. I want to really hurt you, Connie.
Sounds like Connie High School again.
I'm going to stab you with this pencil.
Get him a power.
Ruin my hair.
Get your fingers out of my mouth.
No scratching.
Oh, wait a minute.
No kicking.
What's getting on the screen here?
Hey, stop it.
Oh, that's a lot better here. We're back in charge of the radio station here. Mrs. Dobbs is having a couple problems here, and her chauffeur is trying to calm her down a little bit. He's trying to give her a little slack and make her take one of these pills. Say, I don't think she can breathe like that, Paul.
You need some more pills.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay, now. Are you all right? All right, well, everyone, talk.
Here's a couple pills. Where are the pills? Kenny, what did you do with my pills? She stole my lipstick and my pills.
She stole them.
Well, here we are. This is it. Dr. Reedy tells me out there somewhere in the darkest part of the studio where only the Uber brow can see. Mrs. Dobbs here.
Technology major
chair is ready to answer
the next viable mutation. It must be now. A new on-world aspect. We are that next teetering lunatic step. This contributive theology, computer designed by precise mathematical formulas to arouse the lowest instincts of the most intelligent and the highest instincts of the least intelligent, is invaluable to all renegades who at any time are on the nether edge of insanity and can be made whole only by developing their Gotan-derived seventh sense of bludgeon.
We should carry one purse, but we only have two hands.
Well, and she makes me carry the purse.
This is a certified religion.
Her stuff on one side and my stuff on the other. Of course, Diane didn't go through your stuff because it looks so trashy in there. At least I keep mine all neat in a little bag and the side pocket and everything is in nice little boxes. Hers is just my stuff with all the cleanup stuff.
The church sure answers miracles on the surface of the church.
We'd like to invite Mrs. Feinstein to call in and rebuff Connie, J.R. Bobbs.
Subgenius has nothing.
J.R. Dobbs.
Subgenius has nothing to do.
Whatever her name is,
Subgenius has
one of the accusation that she stole Mrs. Dobbs cosmetics. We're inviting her to call.
She did.
Well, if you thought this was some kind of joke, by God, you'll never get the punch.
Okay, caller, you're with us.
Yes, we have a caller here.
Oh, I was just sitting back here eating my bear nuts. I was just kind of wondering what's the argument in here?
There is no argument.
Well,
It's a fact.
Mrs. Dobbs believes that Dianne Feinstein stole a few things out of her purse last night at the reception.
She did.
She did.
When we went to the bathroom.
We were at Henry Africa's. We went to the bathroom, and when we came back, she had stolen things out of our purse, and she had proceeded to get herself picked up by somebody.
We should have taken
really
the purse to the bathroom.
We don't believe that the mayor would do that. However, Mrs. Dobbs is known
we are above
a generality.
Hold. You got these cheap government jobs. You got to make your money somewhere.
Right.
You know, I could say it's stealing cheap cosmetics out of other people's purses.
They weren't cheap.
Oh, okay. We got those.
Secret formula said Genius Cosmetics.
Yeah, that stuff's not cheap. Those are acts of ruination. They don't come cheap.
Anyway, do you have
that stuff costs
like
a lot to write.
Take your money where you can get it.
Yes, we do that.
Okay, do you have an interesting question, or we'll have to cut you off at the knees?
The knees.
The knees.
The knees. Cut me off.
We'll have to cut you off at the knees.
Well, see what passes for me.
Yeah, well, there he goes.
Don't you have a question?
Okay, the next caller is here. What is your question? No, sorry, you can't answer that one. Anything else?
Hello. Did you send some beer nuts?
Yeah. Good morning. You're in the future.
I thought I was in the past.
Go ahead with your question.
You see what you want to see.
Just get to the point.
We just queued you up just a moment ago.
That wall need never get to me.
Yes.
Connie, stop it.
Get to me.
This is a story about...
Please state
stop that.
You ever heard of Wotan Band? Woo.
Let's do our nails.
You invite them to call and then you abuse them. I just don't think this is the right way for Connie Dobbs to be on the radio.
I can hardly hear that poor fellow.
This is a classic show. Yeah, it's not
a good time. It's a solid show. It's a his fingers. You can barely tell us
okay, everybody, let's let the caller talk.
Oh, well,
nothing. Tell us how much you make a week.
About $300.
Well, that's good. Do you think you could send half of that to us?
Are you going to send that to us? That's kind of you.
Okay, fine.
Sir,
for a question right now.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever talked to a two-headed woman before?
Yeah, I have.
Where?
First worldwide radio and telecast.
A freak show?
Oh, is that like a Jimi Hendrix concert?
At this moment,
no, he's dead.
Over 2 billion
is
people.
He?
In every part of the world,
I must have missed
are focusing
the
their attention on this program.
Some kind of movement or
every
something.
Every nation of the earth,
thought they were
in a magnificent effort. Is
so
contributing of its people and resources in an attempt to reach
which
the
one?
Moon and proclaim it
which
international territory.
Thousands of us in existence now.
The rocket
right.
ship
there
Lunar
are.
Eagle Number One
just
represents the culminating
the
achievement
one,
of the world's leading science.
In other words, you didn't get her
the
name.
Men and women who will fly her have been handpicked from the world's leading specialists. They include Dr. Eric Heinrich, who personally designed and supervised the construction of this rocket ship. As Dr. Heinrich is the oldest member of the crew, so Rod Murdoch is the youngest. He holds a doctor's degree in mathematics at the age of 19. Dr. Selim Hamid from Turkey is an expert on space medicine. Selected to work with him is Dr. Sigmund Bromark from Sweden, physician and physicist.
Why not?
Because
from France, Etienne Markel, engineer and technician.
Why are they taking off their clothes?
Sir William Rochester, noted British geophysicist. Tokyo-born Dr. Hideko Murata.
Okay, well, I won't take off my clothes. It was only a sound effect.
Russia is represented by Dr. Fyodor Orlov, geologist and map maker.
Yes,
from Nigeria, the chief navigator, the great astronomer,
robots may never enter the center room at any time during the game's play.
Connie is the worst taste in clothing.
This aeronautic engineer will serve as the official reporter of this expedition. The Brazilian Dr. Luis
Barr,
the ship's first pilot.
We're
all
probably
in charge of communication.
We're all talking about
the leader of this gigantic undertaking is John Anderson of the United States, who has dedicated his life to man's conquest of space. His three previous orbital flights have made him world famous. Because of his all-around experience, he was the unanimous choice of the International Space Order to help this project.
Did you wake up?
Well, I mean, if you
he's gone.
There he's gone.
Yeah.
within the next few minutes. After we expect to make worlds shattering
particles.
The newer powered Lunar Eagle will take off for the liquid fuel method.
We send them
the outside the Earth's atmosphere will convert to a toxic house. When the moon's orbit is reached, by little power, the first landing on the moon will be attempted.
Even before
if all goes as planned, touchdown on lunar soil should be 27 hours from the existence of the
conspiracy and of the subgenius.
During the entire flight,
the wisdom of those ancient geniuses was never lost. Carried down by secret oral traditions, it lies latent in many living
people. Void bring your bulletins on the flight and the news of the land.
Perhaps even as you hear this, you can feel those ancestral powers and arcane memories surging up from within you in this brain of others. Ask yourself, don't you feel different at this exact moment than you ever did before? Isn't it because you feel some vague but tremendous force emanating from this very radio you're listening to? You didn't just wander into the next room and happen to notice this radio turn on the dial. You were led to it and reading you by powers much greater than you or us, and yet seemingly more random than you felt. By the ways of the main great manipulators of this Jehovah.
I'm waiting. You were expecting a church can't cut your stuff.
You wouldn't want us to.
What kind of PR does she have? I mean, people from the mayor's office listen to KPFA, like, round the clock. And so somebody must have heard this, and we're waiting for the call. We really would like to be sued by the mayor of San Francisco, because think of all the publicity that we give for the church.
And all the money.
The church really needs
this. This is Dr. David Rutzman reporting his first entry in the official log of the Lunar Eagle.
We want any media.
We will attempt to report salient information as it occurs.
Maybe this will make the chronic.
It is now launch time.
If you work at the mayor's office,
2 minutes.
Give us a call right now.
Sounds crazy. The Wotan Fest now that they're having?
I know. She came inside.
Wotan bands that are in the city. I know that Connie's that you saw the Wotan bands while you were here. What were they like? What were the Wotan bands like? Nobody dances around, but just the cool guys.
I wanted to dance, and Connie didn't.
Well, they were unbelievably terrible. Everything was really loud, and they forced us to drink beer.
Well, that was the best part.
Well, what about the cookies?
They gave us good beer. The cookies weren't very good. They were the grocery store.
They just gave us crummy little cookies.
What is your opinion of medical music in general?
I'm really interested in the computer aspect of medical music, and so I would like to hear more in the way of digitalk, and I'd like to have...
You know,
like
find the sparkling drink.
Well, I think it's Senator Kitty probably is
Diane Feinstein invites me to dinner. I'm not going to go again. Well, I just can't afford buying all these cosmetics.
She left us with a tab.
She stuck us with a tab. We went to a restaurant. Diane stuck us with a tab.
Well, what do you mean? It's true. It's a PR trip. Like 103. It's a sad sight to see at this point. The church split and falling apart. Bob Nelson is devastated.
Okay, so let me use that now. You're not going to turn me in, right? Right,
Matt? I'm not going to knock you out to the new press. I think you're going to be there and then
new press. He hasn't mentioned much.
Well, I have more important things. He's, that Yardman's already shown an avid interest in the JFK assassination. Do you think you're going to finally get the answers you've been seeking all these years? No, I think he cares. He's the one, first thing, well, maybe the evening of the first day. He says, okay, take me down to the vault where you have Kennedy's head and the Area 51 aliens.
Yeah. Did you see National Treasure? They find the book of all the cool stuff. Yeah, it has all the list of all the things.
I'm really failing in American history, aren't I?
Well, from the, yeah, those Disney movies tell the truth. But I'm all curled up with all the listeners.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, it's Hal's fault anyway. If we that's proved by the cameras, which show no Hal here tonight.
Guess what?
Yeah, you're supposed to stick it in your guitar.
We can all show no Hal here tonight. This will be a picture of no hair.
No hair
lit Hal tonight.
Wow, I'm just dreaming this is all happening.
I can take a picture of
that. Not happened, but it did happen.
Just a picture of Hal here tonight.
Could be his ass passes by 2 a.m.
Come on,
Stargate.
1,500 miles above
us. Why isn't he called in? Hal, the number here is 415962.
At 1 hour, in Arizona, when you're here.
And it's Hal Robbins. He hasn't got a bed until the
a real fire.
Who did he go visit? Did he visit friends or
relatives? Relatives.
Really?
He showed up with a piece of dirt in a pretty nice area west of Tucson.
And they said, come on out here?
And if you looked on his Facebook page, I believe I saw a really gorgeous sunset picture. Yeah. At this time of year, it's really nice. The storms come through, you get to walk around and smell
that is lovely. And they just got a lot of rain, too, so it'll be beautiful. Not to get personal, but how the hell did he get there? I know what that's like. That's the only one that works. The rest of them.
You have to listen to someone. You have to buy a brand. That's a great hand. All right, thank you.
Hey, I've heard it. As long as we keep hating, they'll leave you on the air as long as you keep hating him. You know, the best fake news I saw was that we did not murder Don.
Surrounded by secrets.
Yeah, we're going to get close to it. That's the fact.
Wonderful last words, which is truly amazing.
He never regretted one single puff of one cigarette.
Same show right up to the end. Yeah, like that. No music goes over, even though all shows are over. Yeah, that just means the new, your daughter's world.
Yeah, daughter's world. That's a great one, though.
I run by Fortune having as our guest on last night.
Yeah, right. The rest of just, one of the leading electrical beginning investigators at this time. So I'm looking for those.
It was a time when electric games were really hot and bad, and it was like hacking in the late 20th century, where lots of people would sit around their garages figuring out weird electrostatic machines.
My daughter is a fan of fake news. I don't know what she's listening to at school. It's like Rush Limbaugh on the PA system in elementary schools now. Is that how they do it?
Face off.
In San Francisco?
Black Mirror. You know, that's actually
from
Ford's little self out in that flying cabin that can't be seen by the sensors.
Right. See? That's where he keeps his earlier toys. This early storyline.
This country needs to come back.
And he killed the nice lady, but I kept thinking it was Tracy Ullman. Every time I saw her, I think, that's Tracy Ullman. Uh-huh. No, it's not. She was a good actress.
She lived here in 2016, as far as I know.
And It's out in the desert, but I like that little headquarters on the top of the mesa where nobody except Jeff's find out.
Here's a question. Of all those wide scenes they show that are at least part in CGI, do you think any of them are not CGI? Because they're incredible.
Like the windows in the mesa. There's some gorgeous shots where they're backing up to the plateau area and the windows in the plateau area.
Why don't we build some mesas like that if we don't have any? They're like the best. We can make Mesa Land. Oh, that is what's cool. Sorry.
CGI in the show, too. They're the extensions of the original idea. And, old houses. And those were caves. These are in caves of glass. Except the one that's moving like this.
You're making me sick.
Well, it may be that. What if I paid millions in my
movies? Yeah.
It may all just be a construct.
Tile setters, thank you.
Your work for the place has gone down precipitously because nobody's going to buy your cool apartment. Whoa, I almost fell over San Francisco. Blinding power. And it has nothing, I'm sorry, that has nothing to do with the bus station in Mexico. Old ships on the island. Man, there's so many gorgeous old ships in those kinds of places.
Yeah. The old ship, old ghost ships on the ocean.
I didn't want to say it, but there they are.
Yeah.
These guys became Book of Love, or some of them did.
Yeah. Crash Course in Science.
In what year? Like 80? This was 80 or 79 or 80. And then by that, we went through the North Pole Book of Love. But I have a couple of songs I like. The Crash Course stuff or Book of Love? Crash Course, now you mentioned it. Yeah, I don't know much about it. But Book of Love had video for the song first. And then, that was...
You don't think, speaking of groups, you hear about Power of Power? Two members? Two members were hit by a train at Vanderbilt Square. They're like in critical condition.
Quite tragic. They were waiting for a freight train to pass, and they stepped out and going the other direction, Amtrak, and two guys jumped back and were not hit, but two of the Tower of Power cats. They were heading back to the ocean.
Yeah, the concert was canceled.
I love that. Quite sad and true.
Yesterday. So if you're in one of those
it's
dangerous out there.
Yeah, I knew a kid who was killed that same way, waiting for a train to pass and then stepped out and then going in the other direction that he didn't know was behind it. Crushed to death.
So Flock of Seagulls, watch it.
Doctors Bromark and Hamid will search for signs of air and life.
The kids need to grow up respecting people and God, saying prayers in school, and grow up with...
I saw a Flock of Seagulls perform in a space that was not much larger than this studio.
You say the word.
And it was fun.
Rock concert world. This is the standing line for it.
You see?
Who's performing with the Trump inauguration anyway? Did he get Marie Osmond or not?
No, they got
the news that you're supposed to take that music off.
They got the star they always wanted, so they won. Once again, Trump wins.
Who did they get?
It's their first
Travis Tritt?
Their first, no, it's Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
With a bullet on the top. So,
Yeah, I think there's two Bobcats and four of the...
We're all humbled by the so-called boycott. It obviously grows so much of solidarity. That's what it's going to be. One fail after another.
Until Loop Station gets... to do the soundtrack of Star Wars 120.
Star Wars, the Trump years.
Yeah, when weird how the Emperor comes back and it was so much like Trump.
Yeah, he's like, hey, he says what you're thinking.
Come to the end of the cave.
Star Wars.
The sounds of all the
lights. I think Maya Angelou is going to read some poems at the Trump inauguration.
Good. We'd always like to hear that.
Yeah.
on. It might be really...
I should give a promo. Can I promo something on this nonprofit low power FM radio?
We've gained three listeners since I last worked.
Oh, damn it. All right. So at the Verity Club, next Friday night, this is an open thing for open-minded people. And I'm not talking in a sexual way. It's going to have a sort of a get-together. It's called an alt-girl party. What's this thing? Do you have it on your book? You know the one, K-Rob. No, you're just looking at your crash door drive.
What is this? This works right now?
It's at the Verity Club.
Take a deep breath.
Girls' night to raise awareness of things pink. That's where it will be. No, it's and we're going to donate to all the right things. All the drugs that people give me.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you do with those things?
I have some aspirin.
It piles up. It just piles up. And then, you know, here's another thing. I think it's Jimmy Cross giving up the mushrooms. It was when Jimmy Cross was last working for me at the hospital. And recently, I ate a whole bunch of them. And then I tried to do it. When did Jimmy give me those? And it went. It was like, it was when Clinton was president or something.
Still, really what I want to know is, do you remember any of your time on Rogue 12?
Rogue 12?
Rogue 12.
He doesn't care.
Well, I'm not at liberty to
hold it.
Discuss that in any manner, sir.
So did the mushrooms work at all?
No, it was just like paste in my mouth. I swallowed. It was great. I ate handfuls of it.
And then what happened? No special dreams. No.
It was 6 hours of me complaining about not being high.
No diarrhea.
Nothing. Not even diarrhea. Just complete letdown. One end to the other. I ate so much of it. It's like, it's I'm not getting high. Maybe if I have a little bit more, but I've got to be careful because, you know, then I start getting tired. I kept eating. I kept not getting high. But you know what? I do have a really high tolerance. People know that. Everyone knows that, right?
Now take a deep breath. That's what it
is. More aspirin.
It's your show.
Purple aspirin.
Is this the end of the show again? How many times do you end this show tonight?
Hold it.
It's time to wake up.
Time to wake up. Tomorrow's not as cold. I don't get tomorrow. I can sleep in. What a problem.
More black mirrors on here. Puzzling out.
We mobilize you at will.
Unless you want to pull it off.
Well, this is impossible. It must be your hopes.
Some of those things are from...
Be simple. Could have been sent by an earth power. Already secretly here on the moon.
Do you know Denbite's there, K-Rob?
A power that wishes to scare us away. How do you feel about that?
Why ask me? How should I know?
I don't believe there are any. moon people.
Do you? I'm convinced it's possible.
Someone could have made it all up to frighten us all.
Ridiculous.
Dr. Heinrich suffered from a heart attack.
Father, why did you do it? How can I ever live down to your crime? I hate the name of Bernau. I cannot go on being Heinrich Bernau any longer.
What are you saying? What do you mean?
I will be Erich Heinrich. Erich Heinrich.
You are the son of Bernauer. The man who wiped out my entire family.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It haunted me all my life. I did everything humanly possible to make good for my father's crime. Can you understand? Can you still be my friend? Rest now.
Same symbols.
Translator, please, Adeko.
Strangers from Earth, before you depart, we must have one thing. We will leave behind the two cats. Cats have a most unusual appeal for us, but unfortunately, we have none here on the moon. They interest us almost as much as the two human beings who joined us.
Turn it off, Louis. You think it's wise to open those doors again for the two cats?
Well, I think so.
I'll go.
I'll go with you.
Surface of the moon at 6700. This decision was based on the warning which emanated from those mysterious symbols. Even though we were in doubt of the survival of Selim and Sigrid, we had to make a quick decision in order not to jeopardize our mission.
Three hours and 10 minutes on flight. We're right on the button. We've just passed a neutral line operating towards the Earth's gravitational pull.
John!
Can't burn in there, no oxygen. Quick thinking, Louis.
I think the dog should have the medal.
That was a close one. Well, I better get up and relieve Ruskin.
Well named the Medea Stone. The oxygen fused it into fire when it came in contact with the gold.
Let me fix it for you.
Oh, it's not too bad. Thank you.
Lunar Eagle 1 to Central Earth Control. Do you hear us, Central Earth Control?
Earth Control to Lunar Eagle 1. We hear you. We hear you, Lunar Eagle 1. We have your position. Why did you leave the moon?
We had an urgent departure. Please give us our position.
Your position?
Come in, Central Earth Control. We've lost you. We've lost you, Central Earth Control. Come in.
Come in, Central Control.
I don't understand it. We've lost Earth contact completely.
Remember what the people on the moon said? They have the power to immobilize us at will.
Oh, don't say that.
But they said it. It could be true.
See? Lie down, Dr. Heinrich. There's nothing you can do now. We're on our way back to Earth.
I missed the takeoff.
I missed it all.
Lie down, no. Please. Please.
Navigator to captain.
Meteor crosses directly ahead.
Point 3, 4.3.
Check. Run.
Point 1, 0 minus XC.
Wait.
Try.
I can only try once.
Okay, wait. Point 5. Point 7 and 5 tenths. I hope.
Roddy, you did better than you ever did in any isolation booth.
Isolation booth? I guess our invention didn't work so good this time. Your German scientists did not perfect it.
He's absolutely right.
You're brilliant, my boy. You're much better than I. You saved us all, including him.
Me, I must still put my faith in the electronic brain.
There is no substitute for such a human brain.
Conan, report. Vitus, check radar.
Cannot identify objects.
Nothing registers on radar.
Check the mechanical equipment.
All equipment okay.
Anderson to entire personnel. Counter reversal accomplished. We are in orbit at 500 miles above Earth. Assemble on A-deck, please. Hideko, get the TV camera ready to photograph Earth for us.
Yes, Captain.
Dewey, check the radio again.
Check. No. Thank you. I feel fine. Let me stand on my own 2 feet. See? I told you it's only a passing thing.
John, I feel that I must advise you. There is something wrong. Something unexplainable.
I know, McConan, but everything is working perfectly in the ship.
I'm cold.
Me too.
Most unusual.
That's what I wanted to tell you, John. Outside temperature reading is 245 degrees below and still falling.
It's no wonder it's cold in here. It's 55 degrees.
Vargas, check the heat.
Check.
Quick!
Vargas.
Why, this thing is moving. From the North Pole towards New York.
Captain Anderson. I'm getting a reception, Captain Anderson.
Good.
It's a little blurred, but I think I can clear the picture.
Well, that's some picture. Nothing's moving.
Something must be jammed in the TV.
Try New York.
There is something wrong with it.
You know, I checked carefully. The machine's in perfect order.
Vargas, do you agree?
I agree.
By some scientific means, whoever they are, have found a way to freeze all molecular activity.
Those whizzing noises?
Yes. In other words, they have frozen the lower atmosphere by extracting all thermos particles.
But how could that be possible?
Sounds very simple.
It is the principle of the hydrogen bomb in reverse.
I agree with you. Through some superior device, they found a means of achieving a glacial phenomenon.
Implosion bombs. That must have been that strange noise we heard.
I somehow feel it's an earthly power.
Gentlemen, let's make no mistake. Our situation is extremely serious. We are caught in orbit. In order to survive, we have to remain at our present altitude.
How long?
I don't know. Until we find the solution. Let's go to work.
John, I'm getting London.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. For the past 10 hours, the North American continent remains in an isolation of silence. No contact can be established by any means of communication with either Canada, the United States, or Mexico. In spite of the intense cold gripping the world, the governing bodies of every other nation are at this moment in extraordinary session determining measures to be taken. Stand by. We will keep you informed. We now return to our regular program.
No wonder all communication is shut off. You know, I don't think we could even come down out of our final orbit.
I'm afraid you're right, Louis.
We are insulated. We are safe in here. Yes, but for how long?
I don't know. We're operating now under automatic control. How about the engines, Martel?
The engines? The engines are overworked. It's only a matter of time before the turbines give out.
To have come so close to success.
Yes, this may work. It simply has to. Listen.
Our emergency space taxi works on atomic power, right?
Right.
We must fashion a powerful atom bomb by assembling and uniting a number of bomblets, such as we used on the moon. Two men, drawn by lot, should pilot the taxi over a live volcano. I'm thinking of Popocatépetl battle, of course.
And drop the bomb into the crater. The resultant explosion might thaw the big freeze.
Yes, but how will the space taxi crash through the frozen atmosphere?
Penetration rocket. As it disperses the micrometeoric clouds, it should break an opening for the space taxi to go through.
Yes, it could be piloted through frozen space, but...
But we have to inform you that it might disintegrate in the explosion. That's why I said the two men should be drawn by lot. Because their chances to return to the lunar year are quite remote.
John,
It is worth the risk to break up the big freeze, which paralyzes not only the country, but the whole continent. You know as I, this is our duty, our only hope.
And gentlemen, it's our only chance to accomplish our mission and bring the ship back to Earth.
Very well. We'll make the bomb. Penetration rocket.
In the big freeze.
Reverse.
It's so cold.
Switching back to chemical fuel. It's no use. It won't work.
The freeze, it's filling the ship.
Visibility is almost zero.
John, look, look.
Same symbol. Will you translate them? Vargas.
Hideko, please. Please.
It says, now you have seen our strength, but we have seen your human strength and the way your people have sacrificed themselves to save the others. For those you left behind, we have also learned that all your earthly emotions are not evil and warlike, that you have come to us in peace. Your people on Earth have been in suspended animation and have not all this time I was finding myself. Return to Earth at once. All this time I was finding myself. And I come back. All this time I was finding myself. And I didn't know I was lost. So it grew up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself. And I
crazy on the beach.
Yeah, it's like the UNIVAC index, but
it's all crazy.
It's all about your headphone volume.
I can't hear.
I can't. And then suddenly, from the sky came a fried egg.
Fried eggs. Landing on top of it.
Different top of the car.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Land under him?
Hey, there's an egg on top of that.
You know what? I still miss the guy that threatened me with bodily harm because I tried to open the crashed up San Francisco police car.
Yeah, yeah.
I go back
like
to that.
I'm well within my rights to kick your ass.
The other night I was thinking about this. Yeah, there was a cool police car and I was going to jump inside and have Rob take a picture of me, and the guard came out. And he's been waiting years to do this.
That's right.